on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Now it's time for our next Heritage Foundation update with Genevieve Wood with the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, welcome back.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. So we've had a chance to talk since the new year.
That's right. A very happy new year to you. Welcome to the congressional hearings.
That's right. Always a good way to start off the year. Thankfully, it's only every 4 years.
That's right. That's right. Which, by the way, I don't know if you know, but we're inaugurating a new president on Monday.
This is correct. It's MLK Day and the inauguration of our 47th president, who happened to also be our 45th. So a lot going on, needless to say, and it looks like there may be snow added in. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. And of course, getting ahead, as happens typically, these hearings on Capitol Hill. And I don't know how much I've been able to watch or at least listen some. Kind of multitasking while I'm, you know, doing some production or show prep, and just having stuff streaming here. I wanted to touch a little bit on some of what we're seeing during the hearings. And I imagine it's probably par for the course. There's, you know, one side of the aisle that is, being very congenial and, another, that, not so much, but the first one I watched was Pete Hegseth, who's working to be confirmed. Now, actually, you may know what I'm not aware of is it this next week that they'll actually get to voting on confirmation?
Some of them they will. I mean, it depends on how the hearing schedule goes. So you can't say for sure a vote's going to take place on this day. But that was the goal, is to get as many of the top jobs, the secretary nominations through as possible, so that, you know, when Trump comes in, he's got a cabinet. You're not just, you know, working with just him by himself. So that's the goal. And I think that was the reason that he put so many names into the mix early on, right after the election. And right now, Steve, I would say that there's no one that I'm overtly concerned or thinking is not going to make it yeah. through. Very few are going to get in with, you know, 90 plus votes, because it is, as you noted, quite partisan, and the Senate is, you know, a very closely divided body. But, you know, there was question early on about Pete Hegseth and a couple of others in terms of, you know, how, you know, will they have enough Republican votes? And as of right now, nothing's a dunk like that, but I feel like they're all in a very good position right now. And I think if you watch the hearings, in terms of competency for the job and ability to do it, I don't think the left has been able to show that these folks don't have that. And, you know, these are the president's picks. He was elected. He gets to pick his cabinet. The Senate is there to advise and consent, not to overthrow. And, you know, a lot of what you see is, sadly, a lot of partisan back and forth. There's not a lot of just really good questioning. There's a lot of gotcha type questioning,
which is too bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, there's so much information that we could be getting and feel better about the choices that President-elect Trump has made. And you know, what stood out to me, and I'll breeze through this with Pete Hegseth's confirmation hearing. What I got was a lot of, you were a bad boy, and for things that he's apologized for. And the other thing that I noticed was not only with Pete Hegseth, but some of the other candidates, was the lack of preparation on the committee, where the person that was testifying was actually seemed more prepared than the people that were grilling them. I watched a little bit of the Marco Rubio confirmation hearing, and actually I didn't watch enough, but I kind of got a vibe like this is a shoo-in that what can they do there. Pam Bondi only saw highlights, but I love, you know, it's too bad that President Trump doesn't ever surround himself with strong women. Right.
Yeah. no, she handled herself. She handled yourself quite well. I think with all of these, Steve, the issues that should be discussed are, what is your plan for the department? What is your understanding of the role that you're in, and the role of the Department of Justice or the Department of Defense or whichever agency, the Treasury, that you're coming forth? You know, what is your philosophy behind these things, and what do you believe needs to be done? But instead, as you noted, there's a lot of trying to get into personal attacks, which is really, frankly, I don't think what the vast majority of America, they want to know, can somebody do the job, and do they have the vision of the person I voted for to get this job done? I think that's what people want to know and hear more about. But unfortunately, that's just not what a lot of these confirmation hearings, unfortunately, have turned into. And this is true whether it's Supreme Court nominees, I mean, you name the folks up there, they turn into partisan battles. But hopefully this gets resolved very soon and we get to the work of actually governing.
And to a certain extent, if I'm being honest, I'm like, come on, when are the adults going to get in the room? Now, since we've spoken to the opposition and their behavior and questioning and maybe poor use of time during the confirmation hearings, I actually want to throw this out, and maybe you could check me on this, but in a couple of the hearings, I was kind of impressed with Democrat Alyssa Slotkin, a former CIA agent, and it seemed like she had real questions, and although she may be in the opposition party, I really thought some of what she had to share was very fair.
Yeah, which is great. And you do see some of that, but it's not the overall push of the hearings, which is the part that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Still to come is confirmation for RFK Jr. And I did want to call attention to a couple things. We typically mention a lot of the content we talk about on this segment each week comes from the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com. A resource for you as a news outlet and relevant topics and current things happening. And one thing that in regards to the Hegseth Bondi confirmation hearings, people may find interesting. For those familiar with Victor Davis Hanson, he has contributed to the Daily Signal, but a more permanent role. Is that right?
Yeah, well, maybe a more unique role, and you're right. I'm sure a lot of people have seen Victor Davis Hanson on whether it's Fox or Newsmax, a number of different outlets, or read his column, which is published widely. He's a political commentator. He's an American historian, has written numerous books related to both American history and frankly, Western civilization. A wonderful man. And, you know, we've been running his column for some time, but it became clear that, you know, we could tell the audience really liked his material. And so we reached out to him about, would you do a more, a piece just regularly for us, a video piece? And so he's agreed to do that. So he's become a senior contributor for the Daily Signal. And each week, more than once a week, you can get like short 5-minute videos with Victor, just talking about the current events and news of the day and giving his unique take on them. So something that we know has been really popular, and hopefully we just wanted to give the audience more of what we could tell that they really liked. And we were delighted he was happy to come on board and do that.
Yeah, I actually took the time to watch his short video this morning, the video from Victor Davis Hanson, screaming and yelling, my takeaway from Democrats' behavior during the Hegseth Bondi confirmation hearing. So yeah, if you didn't have a chance to catch those, this might be a good place for you to get just kind of a taste for what occurred there.
And what's great about Victor, you know, you don't get screaming and yelling from him. He's a very calm, thoughtful commentator. He cuts to the chase and he calls it like he sees it, but he's not there just to throw bombs and get clicks. He really gives you thoughtful analysis.
Yeah. And as I mentioned earlier, one of the adults in the room.
Yes, that's right. That's right. We've been visiting the Senate.
Right. We've been visiting today again with Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, to find out more about the organization and or to consider your support for this nonprofit organization, as well as the Daily Signal at thedailysignal.com. Genevieve, thanks so much. I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about after what could be a very snowy day on Capitol Hill for the inauguration on Monday.
Indeed, but I hope people will watch because it is history in the making, and it should be a really, really neat a lot of festivities to watch. There's the swearing in, there's the parade, there's the balls at night, and a lot of things that will happen in between. And then from there, the really serious stuff gets going.
Well, what a great opportunity for homeschoolers or just parents more education. You nailed it. Historic event not to be missed on Monday. Genevieve, thanks again. We'll look forward to catching up with you real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Stick around. Brian Cochran is coming up right after the break with our Friday Financial Update on ABQ Connect.